It's time now to take five for your community on WAMW, and JR Crew is with us this morning to talk about the One Time Hunt Club and a great organization. JR, good morning to you. I've learned a lot from you already this morning off the air. For those not familiar with the One Time Hunt Club, give us a little background. This is a group of hunters that got together. It started out just going out on a hunt, and you decided, hey, let's do some good for the community.
Yeah, we were hunting one day, and it started as a group, and then we decided, hey, we need to do some things for our community. It's our responsibility as hunters to improve our conservation, pass on our heritage to our next generation, and it's a privilege, but we decided we wanted to do a spring turkey hunt with some individuals who protect our rights, and that's veterans. And we hooked up with the Wounded Warrior Project. And coming April 26th through the 29th, that weekend, we're going to have 15 Wounded Warriors come in here for an all-expense, three-day, three-night hunting trip to get them away from their injuries, their healing process, and just let them get back to the way they were before their combat injury.
What a great idea. Now, the Wounded Warriors, you had a lot. I tell you what, there's a lot of one of these is actually local, right?
Yeah, I got my names on Monday. I'm still in the process of communicating with the 15 warriors that we got for this year. Found out that one of them's right here in Washington. We got one down in Owensville. So, and I think we have a third in the listening area. So they come from Indiana, Illinois, and Michigan. The 10 guys, 12 guys that we brought in last year, it was life-changing. You know, our motto is one time in the field is a lifetime of memories. And that was very, very special last year. On Saturday night, we have that celebration dinner. Guys got up. It got very emotional. I cried. Those guys cried. We laughed. We cried. We laughed. It was up and down. And it's something that if you don't experience yourself, you just don't get a full picture of what's going on with these guys.
Well, they deserve everything. I mean, let's face it. They're the reason we have the freedoms we have today, and they've sacrificed so much. So what a great way to give back is the Wounded Warrior Turkey Hunt. The dates are set April 26th through the 29th. Your group, you know, you were putting together some numbers. You've donated almost $8,000 already to different things, haven't you?
And in a year and a half since we went to a non-for-profit, we've gave out almost $8,000. And we do that not only with this Wounded Warrior Project, but we have a ATV Jeep ride that we do for medical needs. Two of our members in 16 were injured in a serious car wreck. We raised money for them. Last year we had our ride, and we gave some money to the Riley family and a few other individuals. This year we'll have another ride in the summertime, and we'll determine if there's one person that we need to help or several. And then the last project that we did was right here at Christmas time, and we spent close to about $4,000. We took three families, took care of their Christmas.
What a deal. A great organization. Somebody listening right now, I assume that you, of course, the group is avid hunters, but you probably have to be a hunter to be a part of the group?
No, we're an open group with an open membership, but all of us do hunt it. It's something at one point or another. We could use anything. We could use some money donations. Like I said off air earlier, after last year's hunt, we found out that there was 1,000 soldiers that signed up to come hunt with us, and only 12 got to come. So the more money we can raise, the more guys that we can bring in here. If you don't want to, can't give us money, but you have a piece of property that's got turkeys on it, and you don't care for us to come hunt on your property for 3 days, give me a call. If you're an we had organizations last year that, hey, can we fix you a dinner? We had three fantastic suppers last year. I got guys coming back from last year just to eat. They say, I'm coming back for the food, whether you like it or not. So we got some of our guys coming back just to spend the weekend with us. So it could be helping out, making a dessert. We had a couple of individuals last year made homemade turkey calls for each hunter. So there's just about, let's sit down and talk. Let's give me a call, give me a shout. We'll sit down and talk, and we'll see how you can help us.
The One Time Hunt Club, the Wounded Warrior Turkey Hunt, dates are April 26th through the 29th. What's the best way to get in touch with the group?
You can call me at 812-486-6753, or you can we have a Facebook page. You can get on their Facebook. You can give me a shout, and we'll be glad to come talk to you.
A lot of good being done. Again, they've donated already in just a short year and a half almost $8,000 to different charitable groups. Again, this is the a nonprofit. One Time Hunt Club is the name of the organization, and the president is J.R. Crew. You've got a 10-member board, so everything comes before the board. But the big event coming up, we want to make sure you save the dates. April 26th through the 29th is this year's Wounded Warrior Turkey Hunt. 15 wounded warriors, one local, will be a part of it this year, and such a great thing. I know you guys work hard, an active group, and JR, we invite you to come back when we get closer to the date to remind folks, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in this morning. Take 5, a service of WAMW.